This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Just 33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back in to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, Colorado State Rams head basketball coach, Nico Medved. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time. I know you guys are a little busy right now, but I appreciate the time as always.
Oh, we got nothing going on, Brady. Just another day at the office. No, appreciate you having me on.
Well, looking forward to this. I'm telling you, Thursday is going to be so much fun. I'm ready to go. Heck with March Madness right now. This Mountain West Conference tournament, I've been looking forward to this since day one. I mean, you've got to be just, in a sense, extremely pumped, but also relieved to just get to the tournament, because I'm telling you, the Mountain West regular season was a dogfight. It was great entertainment, but it had to be stressful.
Yeah, I mean, really high level basketball this year. I mean, all these games. I mean, you had to bring your A game to just give yourself a chance. And you know, fortunately for us, we came out on the right end of most of those. And yeah, it's as good as the league that I've been around as an assistant and head coach that I can remember. And great coaches, great players, highly competitive. And yeah, it's going to be a dogfight in Vegas, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Highly competitive, but a lot of fun. And I think the league already has and is going to, you know, get rewarded here with all the success it's had.
Yeah, I think we talked about it all year when you looked at every team from one down to almost the basement in the conference. It did feel like almost any team could do something crazy on any given night, which made it even more difficult and also that much more impressive for what you guys were able to do. And then, of course, finishing off Boise State over the weekend. I know the Broncos get the regular season championship, but had to be pretty sweet for you guys to say, hey, you know what, that's great. We got number two locked up. We took care of the champs twice.
I think it was a great way to end the regular season. It's been a special regular season, you know, in so many ways. And, you know, in particular, you know, obviously the team success on the court, but the fans and the students just coming out like that, turning out and cheering us on. And it was just awesome. So a really cool way to end on senior night in front of, our fifth straight sellout like that. And, you know, we feel really good about what we did in the regular season, but, you know, heck, we enjoyed it. We woke up, we're 0-0, just like everybody who's heading down to Vegas. And, you know, now it's time for the next season, the postseason, which, you know, hopefully is the most fun season of them all.
We're talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved. That environment was absolutely nuts, Coach. I mean, you go back to the rivalry game, the sellouts, the Wyoming game, the Boise State game, the rushing of the court. I mean, it's absolutely unreal, and it's been so fun to watch this program just steadily grow and then burst this season as you guys had so many sellouts there at Moby. What a magical place that place has become to play.
Yeah, it was awesome, and you could just feel it building. And I think, you know, last year from afar, even though we weren't allowed to have fans, you could really feel the support and the interest and energy around the program. And then, you know, finally when the fans had a chance to come out and be a part of it, they really showed out. And then, you know, the team, I'm just so proud of them, the way they performed this year, and it just continued to build and build. And you know, we really felt good about it, but Brady, to end the season on five straight sellouts is just, it's remarkable, and it's such a testament to the fans and a testament to our players, you know, for performing the way that they did. And I just think there's great synergy with the community and our team, and it's something that I'll always remember.
Well, and I was talking about this the last couple of weeks. I'm like, you always know when the fan base has arrived, when you kind of get offshoot, almost mascot-type fans. You got the Outlaws of Moby going. I know you got, what is the new nickname, Tex now, Coach? I mean, you still have that hat, right?
Man, I what was I thinking? You know what I mean? But, no, those guys, they gave me, myself and my family, cowboy hats after the game against Boise, and so I just thought it was.
We might have lost Coach there, Jades. Let's try to Let's try to call him again. Let's see if we can get him. Talking about, again, just talking about the fan base. We haven't even got into the tournament yet or these teams. Maybe just try to give him a call again, unless that service. They're actually heading out. So it could be a rocky road, but you know what? We'll make the time. We'll certainly do what we can. But what a special season it's been for Colorado State. Coach, sorry we lost you a little bit there. You were talking about kind of the connection with the fan base, in particular the fun group, the Outlaws of Moby.
No, you were talking about my cowboy hat, and I said that those guys they gave me the gift after the game, and I thought, you know what, I've never worn a cowboy hat before, but now's as good a time as any. And so I don't know if I look good or not, but we sure had a good time doing it.
It was fantastic, man. And Coach, I love it. I think the fans just eat that up. They absolutely love it. The cool thing is you're so genuine with it. This is what you love. I know this is what you live for. But this group of guys, we've talked about it several times with you. I'm astonished every single day. David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens, your seniors, Kendall Moore, Adam Thistlewood, Chandler Jacobs coming over and helping out. So many special guys on this team that any given night they can do something crazy, whether that's just stacking up the points or not. What a great group of young men you have, Coach.
No, they are. And I tell everybody, I mean, they're better people than they are players. And they're obviously really talented players and play at a high level, but they're just phenomenal young men. And they care about each other. They have high character. They really enjoy engaging with the fans. And you know, you take David Roddy. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, you're going to see him down there an hour after the game, you know, taking pictures, signing autographs, engaging with everyone. And that's really anybody on our team. And it's just a testament to who they are. And I think, you know, you add in all those things, it really just has added to the season that we've had.
Yeah, David Roddy is such a special guy. I mean, I've really gotten to know him, Coach, as you know, throughout our radio show each and every week. I'm always amazed. He's the nicest guy in the world. And then you get him on the floor, and everybody knows that look comes over his face, and it's no longer the fun David Roddy in studio. It's the guy that means business, and you better get out of his way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. I think our guys are the nicest guys ever, but when you step between those lines in the game or in practice, for that matter, you come over and watch us practice, this is a highly competitive group. So, you know, they're able to separate that. But, yeah, when it's time to compete against each other or somebody else, that's what they love to do. They love to get after it. And, you know, a guy like him and Isaiah Stevens, you know, really, really lead that charge. And it's really neat group, and they make my job so fun, and they make it a heck of a lot easier. I know that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a special group, special coaching staff as well. It's a very unique group, and we've had so much fun following you guys all season. Now you wait, so we'll see what happens between Utah State and Air Force. But like we said to start the segment, Coach, not a lot of people will be surprised if any of these teams on this bracket go and do something crazy.
No, I mean, just, you know, look around the country, and I think everybody goes to these tournaments and they're 0-0. So everybody's got a kind of a new life, a new hope. They're playing for a championship, and you know, you can catch lightning in a bottle. You know, you win that first game and you start to feel good about yourself. And you know, you just look at how small the margins were in our league this year between winning and losing. And there's so many good teams, and exactly, anybody can beat anybody. And so it's going to be very, very difficult. And the good news for us, we obviously have done it. We have confidence that we can beat anybody and compete with anyone, but we also have a healthy level of respect for everyone that we're playing. And it's a cliche, but it's just worry about the first game. So we'll find out, you know, after that Air Force Utah State game Wednesday afternoon who we play, and we'll go with the same preparation that we always have and go out there ready to compete. If we're fortunate enough to win that game, we'll wake up and figure out who we're playing on Friday. That's kind of what you do, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love March Madness as much as the next guy, but conference championship week, I mean, tournament week, it's so much fun. Coach, I have to ask, you're going to hate me for it, but have you talked about beyond the conference tournament? Do you feel like you've done enough? Is that or you think, you know what, we've never done enough. We'll stop when they tell us to stop.
I mean, I feel, let's put it this way, without getting ahead of myself, I feel really, really good about what we've done, you know, to worry about the week after. But I think these guys, that they've been so good at living in the moment. And I think they understand that, but they also enjoy it. They enjoy competing, they enjoy playing, and they're really looking forward to the Mountain West tournament. And I mean, they're really aware, you know, of what's going on after that. As we all are. Do I think we're an NCAA tournament team? Absolutely, yeah. I do. But But we'll worry about that, you know, next Sunday. And we're really looking forward to getting out to Vegas and competing in this tournament here.
I know when I asked David that, he's like, hey, shut your mouth, right?
Exactly.
But how rewarding was it for you guys, Coach, to climb back into that top 25 and to do it with the last regular season game beating Boise State? I mean, that had to be pretty cool for you guys to get back to that spot.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. We hadn't even really talked about it or put much thought into it at all. I know we were at one point, and I think as teams, we just always, you know, believed in ourselves. We think we're a good team, and we can compete at a high, high level. And the way I thought we finished the season really well. I thought we were playing some of our best basketball, and, you know, seasons are full of ebbs and flows. And I think we're playing really, really well. And I think that's reflected, you know, by the coaches and the AP poll. But again, that's just, you're only as good as you play the next night. You know, I mean, that's the way this stuff goes. It's not how good you are. It's how well you play. And we have a lot of confidence in how we can play, but we just keep doing what we're doing. The rest takes care of itself.
No surprise, Coach. Last one for you. You mentioned, you know, your special players, amazing guys all around. But obviously, you see David Roddy named the Mountain West Player of the Year by the league's media. Isaiah Stevens placed on the second team. I mean, we all kind of thought that was going to happen. But man, I tell you, I was shocked at how good the competition really was. I mean, there was five, six guys that any, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of big arguments about who that top guy is. But I think we all agree here in this area, it had to be David Roddy.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm biased, obviously, Brady, but if he didn't win that, there would have had to be an investigation. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think he deserved it. But I think, you know, it's so impressive when you factor in how good the league is this year, and like you said, the level of talent. So to be able to win that award that way is such a testament to him, and for Isaiah Stevens to be all conference in a league like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how good of a player you have to be and how productive you have to be. But I think maybe even bigger than that, the one thing you learn is you don't win those awards unless your team is successful. And I think it speaks to the team. And I know David and Isaiah would tell you that too, is the fact that we've won and had such a great season with those guys playing the way that they have, you know, it allows you to get those individual awards. And I think that's what's so cool about team sports. You do well, individuals start to get recognition, and they deserve all the recognition they get.
Yeah, well, again, Coach, congratulations on all of your regular season accomplishments. I know you guys are saying, hey, that doesn't matter now. This next stint of the season begins, and it's been such a delight. Record-breaking as far as attendance. It's, you know, what an amazing place that spot has become. Seeing it, you know, a few times this year, Coach, on CBS Sports, I'm really like, wow, look at what the national scene is. Look at what the national folks get to see. These fans going nuts and you guys winning basketball games and exciting ways. I love it.
It's been a blast. And like I told you guys, hey, this is March now. This is what you live for as a player and a coach and a fan. And we put ourselves in a great position here. And let's hope the best is yet to come.
Well, I know Boise State has that number one next to them, but you guys are the best team in the conference, and I don't think there's much argument. Coach, congratulations again. Best of luck to you. We'll be looking out for you, and we'll try to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right. There we go. Head coach CSU of the CSU men's basketball team. That's Nico Medved. I like it, though. They're in, right? I mean, yeah, they're 100% in. Nico's like, yeah, dude, we're in, right? They're not screwing them over this year because, like he said with Roddy, there's going to be an investigation if Colorado State is not in this thing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this Rodgers stuff. I got Calvin Ridley news. I got Nikola Jokic continues to do MVP things. I know the Russell Wilson. It's nuts, man. I'm rocked. I had my script here. Jades and I went over it in pre-show today, and it's thrown out the window. But that's what you do sometimes. It's a big day. If you are a Colorado sports fan, you are having the time of your life right now. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.